after the latest ISIS terrorist attack that targeted the Brussels airport and a metro station on March 22nd, killing 35 and wounding more than 300. Belgian authorities admitted their failure to detect and follow up on warning signs that an attack was imminent. Belgium is well known as an epicenter for European Islamist radicals. More Belgians have joined ISIS as a proportion of the population than have residents from any other Western nation. Many of the ISIS operatives who carried out the brutal Paris attacks in November 2015 that killed 130 were Belgian nationals or residents. The Brussels neighborhoods of Molenbeek and Schaarbeek, populated by many emigres from the Middle East, have been used as a base of operations by ISIS jihadis. While the response in European capitals has focused largely on improving security and intelligence cooperation, the rise of right-wing nationalist anti-immigrant groups has opened up a new front of escalating tension and potential violence in many EU nations. In the aftermath of the Brussels attack, the toxic rhetoric of Republican Party presidential candidates in the U.S. has also been on the rise. GOP frontrunner Donald Trump has doubled down on his earlier advocacy of bringing back the use of waterboarding and more severe forms of torture, while Texas Senator Ted Cruz has called for law enforcement to monitor and patrol America's Muslim neighborhoods, as well as the carpet bombing of ISIS-held territory in both Syria and Iraq. Your reporter spoke with Mel Goodman, a former CIA analyst who currently serves as a senior fellow at the Center for International Policy. Here he assesses the challenges of preventing future ISIS terrorist attacks and the dangerous response among Republican politicians whose belligerent pronouncements isolate and alienate many Muslim Americans.
I think this attack has created a greater impact than any of the other attacks in Europe. When I think of the attacks in London, Paris, Madrid, Copenhagen, Thames and Amsterdam. And I think it's because Belgium has such a serious problem. Belgium itself is divided ethnically and linguistically and politically, culturally. There are a lot of political hacks that dominate key positions in the government, particularly the interior minister who submitted his resignation, but I don't think it was accepted. Maybe it should have been. There were so many clues. The fact that one of the terrorists was expelled from Turkey and Erdogan gave warning. He was sent from Turkey to the Netherlands and made his way to Belgium, but Europe was alerted to this. The sensitive communications that these terrorists can now adopt, particularly when you have brothers involved. So you can use very unsophisticated kinds of communication. You don't need cell phones, and you don't need technology. So when you look at Paris, there were brothers. Brussels, there were brothers. Actually, if you look at the Boston Marathon, there were two brothers, two Chechen brothers. So this is alarming. And when you look at the fact that ISIS appears to be having difficulties on its own turf, particularly in Syria, but also in Iraq to a certain extent, you have to wonder, and I've seen reports to this effect, that they are sending some of these fighters back to the European countries they came from to foment this kind of terrorism, and that this is maybe ISIS saying that they're losing the battle on their home turf, or at least the momentum isn't with them, but they can do greater damage in Europe and divide Europe politically against itself and divide Christians against Muslims. And you can see a lot of this in European countries that are moving to the right. You see this in France. You see this to a certain extent in Germany. You see it in Eastern Europe, particularly in Poland and Hungary. But all of this, I think, is creating a great deal of concern that Europe, which has its open borders, provides pathways for terrorists, but the borders are not open to intelligence agencies necessarily, and that there's not sufficient cooperation. Germany doesn't want to go as far as the United States has in terms of intelligence collection, particularly surveillance, because they have a lot of laws that prevent them from doing so. So there's a real moment of truth here for Europe. What to do about Brussels? What to do about the social conditions in Brussels that so many of these terrorists came out of one small neighborhood?
Mel Goodman, both Republican presidential candidates still in the race for their party's nomination have responded to the latest terror attacks. by a call for more aggressive measures, to say the least. We've had Donald Trump, who doubled down on his earlier statements to wanting to bring back waterboarding and more severe forms of torture. He said previously he wants to kill terrorist suspects' family members. We've had Ted Cruz talk about monitoring Muslim neighborhoods in the United States and reiterating his policy that would have the United States carpet bomb entire cities, inevitably killing many civilians, and then the threat of using nuclear weapons. What is the damage that is done by this kind of rhetoric from these presidential candidates?
Well, this is the kind of rhetoric that ISIS would have written for these people if they had an opportunity. Because what it does is it gives credibility to Islamic State propaganda that says the West is conducting a religious war against the caliphate. And this is a tremendous source of morale for these people. I would think it would feed extremist recruitment, and it might even make moderate Muslims or Muslims who are not willing to pursue terror think that, well, you know, maybe ISIS knows what it's talking about. You know, look at what's coming out of the United States. Look at the remarks of Cruz about carpet bombing and Trump, as you say, going after the families of terrorists. And he's backpedaled from some of this, but really his instincts are, as you say, to not only do waterboarding, but to do a lot more than waterboarding, in his own words. So this is exactly the kind of rhetoric that ISIS wants. They want it in the United States. They want to see more of this in Europe. And they're getting it, whether it's Le Pen in France or the right-wing party that gained in the recent elections in Germany. We see some of that language in Poland and Hungary. And when you look at how refugees have been treated and the horrible conditions that refugees have had to deal with, and now this Faustian bargain of sending refugees back to Turkey and giving Turkey billions of dollars to keep them there, I would think all of this propaganda is helpful to what ISIS is trying to do and the kind of message they're sending about the religious war in the West against the caliphate, against Islam.
That was Mel Goodman, a former CIA analyst who currently serves as a senior fellow at the Center for International Policy. For more analysis and commentary on the response to the latest ISIS terrorist attacks, visit our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.